If you contemplate the faults of constant mental distraction, you'll be able to reduce mental excitement. When the mind loses the object of meditation and becomes distracted by thoughts of your past experiences, it is called excitement. When the mind completely loses the object of meditation and becomes distracted by actual external objects, it is gross excitement. If the mind has not lost the object of meditation, but a part of the mind dwells on an object of attachment, it is called subtle excitement. Excitement arises when the mind is too buoyant. When the mind is too buoyant and overly active, it is easily distracted. The antidote to this is to dampen down the mind's high spirits, which can be done by withdrawing the mind. To do that, meditation on objects that reduce obsession and attachment toward external and internal objects is very helpful. And in this context, meditation on impermanence, suffering, and so forth is once again very useful. The antidote to mental dullness and excitement is introspection. The function of introspection is to observe whether or not the mind is abiding stably on the object of meditation. The function of mindfulness is to keep the mind on the object. Once this is achieved, mental introspection has to watch whether the mind remains on the object or not. The stronger your mindfulness, the stronger your mental introspection will be. At the same time, it is important to remember that if your spirits sink too low, your mind will become dull. At the onset of mental dullness, you should make efforts to lift your spirits. Whether you are low-spirited or high-spirited at any given time depends very much on your health, diet, the time of day, and so forth. So you are the best judge of when to reduce your mental spirits and when to heighten them. Quote, "In this process, distraction should be eliminated, and with the rope of mindfulness and alertness, the elephant-like mind should be fastened to the tree of the object of meditation. When you find that the mind is free of dullness and excitement, and that it naturally abides on the object, you should relax your effort and remain neutral as long as it continues thus." End of quote.